Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, James Green, host of Real Talk, How to Study First Ladies. This is the name of the episode. All right. But right now, I got something to discuss with you, because this will expand upon the scholarly study of first ladies that I covered probably in a prior episode. Plus, it will be from the primary versus secondary sources broadcast. If you're thinking, didn't you already did this episode? I did. But for some reason, BTR just deleted that for unknown reason. And there's nothing I can do about it right now. But I might as well go ahead and repeat the same thing, because I don't know. I don't care, okay? I mean, it upsets me, to say the least. As I'm on a schedule, for Christ's sake. And then, for whatever reason, the gosh dang system didn't store the episode as I hoped, okay? This is like, you know, information. Like, this is a treasure trove of information that somehow went to waste. Good God, I hate it when things just come up in life and distract me, making me do some foolish things. Things I never have done. Good God, people really need to stop being too dependent on me, for one thing. It's like every time I try to do something right, there's somebody out there who will distract me no matter what. And then enough of that, all right? The thing I want to cover tonight, which I did in a prior episode, is how scholars study about first ladies. I already covered the history of scholarship relating to the topic of first ladies, but now I'm going to devote the rest of this broadcast to, the rest of this broadcast to first ladies, how to study the topic. All right. I'm sorry if I sound stale and boring, because I'm pissed. You know what I'm saying? I am pissed. All right? Besides the dogs, but it's all calm now, so I'm still pissed. All right. I just got to calm down for a second. Before I continue on, I just need this for my own sanity. The sun is warm. The grass is green. The sun is warm. The grass is green. All right. I'm calm now. Thank God that's not a panda bear. Otherwise, I'd be smashing beer cans that ghost has. All right? Now, let's see what we got here. We got, scholars have been trying to study about first ladies by the same methodology and style of research. So each one is different in their assessment, okay? Now, they exercise the typical methodologies which you may encounter in writing, like biography, comparative biography. Biography, you know, is a work written by a scholar that is dedicated to a life of a person, and it's told from the third-person point of view. Rhetorical analysis is basically an analysis that allows you to talk about a certain person by analyzing a speech or rhetoric, the way a person talks, so that you get an idea of what a person is really conveying on whatever setting, okay? And it's a thing. This is like when a writer or speaker strives to inform, persuade, or motivate particular audiences in specific situations, okay? And I'm sorry, I'm just I got to keep moving forward. I just got to keep on, okay? I'm doing good at this. It's kind of like improv or rehearsing. Anyways, now the application of concepts would also serve as methodological method, just the way of studying the first leads. Analysis of the role of the first lead, the institutional development, or representation, as well as interaction from the audience. Now, if you're into numbers, then you'll find this to be an interesting field here. Measuring the informal power of first leads. This is not an easy task, as if you're going for empirical research, then you're bound to encounter quantitative analysis. Like, you measure something, you talk about something with numbers. The case study would be Dr. Laura Wright, author of On Behalf of the President. And of course, she wrote a book about Michelle Obama, as you can tell from the cover there, if you were to Google that book, right? If you get a chance to watch her video lectures, you'll know that she'll be talking about this book and how she analyzes the first ladies, like from the analytical perspective. Analysis that involves interpretation, looking up information, storing it, and then come up with something from your own head. Yeah, that's basically how it works, analysis would be. There's a chart that you can find in her book that's called First Ladies Tend to Be More Favorable Than Presidents and Vice Presidents. I'm not surprised if they have been a lot more popular than their husbands and their husbands' running mates. That illustrates how Dr. Wright quantifies the evidence she employs, right? What we'll be discussing throughout the broadcast here on the First Ladies edition of Real Talk is this: internal factors, which are individual factors, external contextual factors, and partnership factors. You could look back in the prior broadcast, you know, for that, because these will be throughout the whenever we talk about first ladies, we have to keep those in mind, as they are crucial to our understanding of the topic of first ladies. Now, this will help explain what first ladies do, what they do, and how they perform their roles and activities. The three sets of explanatory factors all contribute to understanding first lady behavior. Some approaches focus on just one set of factors, while others utilize a combination of explanatory factors. We'll be using this framework throughout the broadcasts in this edition of Real Talk. So, yeah, just keep those in mind and apply those to each broadcast. Now, since from the 60s until the early 80s, biographies are often more sensational than scholarly. More public relations issue than it is of political science. And you see, there's two types of biographies, authorized, unauthorized. The author is approved by the person or their heirs and is granted access to primary sources not publicly available. This is referring to authorized biographies. The contract may specify limitations, but that's not important for this broadcast. Unauthorized biographies, contrast. That comprises of most biographies, all right? They don't require permission or authorization or sponsorship from a particular person. Recently, more scholarly, based on primary sources and materials at presidential libraries, as digital collections become available and automatic classification dates arrive. Dr. Watson, who's the author of Presidential Wives, made a list in 2003 of the most useful and thorough biographies. And it's out of date now, but the pattern of frequency, so as more or fewer, is still accurate. This will be from the Dr. Watson's article in Presidential Studies in 2003. Tells his readers that he's read all of these and finds only half of them to be reliable based on documentation, which is from page 426. Now, biographies in general are unequally distributed. And you see, this is like in the age of the internet especially, right? With lots of information transmitted from one location to another, you know, you have to dig through like a customer inside a Walmart store in order to find the right thing. There's a lot of information on Abigail, Dolly, Mary Todd Lincoln, Eleanor, Jackie, Hillary, and Michelle, which are the first ladies of the White House, all right? But mid-range 3 to 8, not a lot of information related to the first ladies like Mamie Eisenhower, Rosalynn Carter, Nancy Reagan, and even Laura Bush. Now, if you want to check out the first lady's bibliographic information, then go ahead and go to firstladies.org/bibliography, sponsored by the National First Ladies Library. The good news is that every first lady is covered in that library. This includes books, articles, newspaper reports, and multimedia sources. Unfortunately, books and articles are not digitized. Citation information, plus brief details about the biographies. And many books only cover the first lady tangentially. This site is the source that lists published biographies. But, as I said, you need to be very careful in selecting one because of the reasons I list as not so good news or bad news. If you pick a book from this source, do a Google search about the book and the author to make sure that you have a scholarly biography rather than a hit job. You want to make sure that the author has the expertise required to write an evidence-based, carefully sourced biography. A biography with no footnotes will not be a useful source for your research paper, in case you're doing research about topics like first ladies. Similarly, a short biography will not provide a breadth and depth of analysis that will serve you well as your basic secondary source for your research paper. Now, as far as these methodologies go, there's challenges. Like the N, which, small n, which I'll discuss, and this is not math, folks. In this context, N refers to a total number of cases, the total number of first ladies to study. What's good about having a particular methodology for studying first ladies? That it's also a universe, not a sample. All the first ladies can be studied. The challenge is to who to include and exclude. Like, what about the stand-in hostess surrogate first lady? Like, potentially, Ivanka Trump, in case Melania Trump doesn't fulfill her duties as first lady. Exclusions can make the end even smaller. And yes, variation in personalities and experiences, which are internal factors, they get covered. There are similarities in traditional roles over time, with new roles added incrementally. Those same challenges can be faced in the field of presidential studies. Donald Trump, as you obviously know, is the 45th president. And if we were to only study post-World War II presidents, we only have a number case studies of 12. A small n has not prevented research and even more sophisticated methods and empirically based research on the American presidents. Now, to quote Watson from that source material article that I mentioned earlier from 2003, the spin problem for first ladies is even more distorting than for studying presidential communications. In addition to credit claiming, framing, and positive spin tactics used by White House PR operators, when the first lady is involved, there also may be attempts to minimize or even omit mentioning her role because the spinners want to center me to focus entirely on the president and or avoiding provoking criticism of the first lady or triggering public reactions that she is not acting according to what the public at the moment. This means that the public record, like White House briefings and press conference transcripts, may deliberately underreport and or underplay what the first lady is doing. Now, there's an additional set of challenges if anybody's going to study first ladies. First lady behavior is difficult to measure in numbers, especially in terms of success. Success can mean anything, okay? No roll call votes for congressional scores, no executive orders can be found if you're looking for primary sources. But you can find speeches, some public opinion polls and approval ratings, daily schedules, and now social media. Many source materials are politicized, tainted with spin and deliberate image management. This can potentially include true capitalist radio, since Ghost has his own opinions, all right? So don't be surprised if he talks garbage or talks a lot of smack, because he may have his own thoughts on the subject. So, hold on a second. Come in.
Done a talk show. Oh, I'll see you later.
Sorry about that. Anyways, where was I? Oh, yes. If you're going to do research topics on political topics like first ladies, now, how you approach that has to be primarily analytical, meaning within analysis. Like, it does matter for a lot of researchers and scholars. So, if you're going to do your own research, try to pick an approach that will be useful to answer your research question. Now, Watson discussed various approaches in different terms in President's Wives, second edition. So, when you read that, you have plenty of choices to pick from. But don't worry if you haven't read, because I may cover that, or I have already covered. I may cover it in the future broadcasts if I haven't, but I just don't know where to start. So don't worry. No worries. Anyways, now, if you're going to pick a scholarly article, then try and find the one that will be suitable for your first lady's assignment, in case you take a class and then write it up. The methodology really does matter. That you might want to link up on, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to study about first ladies, then try to pick your favorite, and that's just my suggestion. Then if you want to use a particular methodology like those that I mentioned, then go for it. And just pick the one that you're most comfortable with, besides, you know, word citation styles and whatnot. Anyways, that's all the topics that I'm going to say for now. Now, this is helpful when you study about the first ladies and when you tune into this broadcast or any broadcast that have to do with first ladies of the White House. I'm sorry that I didn't have all the episodes uploaded. This is just one, and it's not going to damage my credibility. All right? Not that my credibility is in danger here, right? Now, the first ladies thing, and to be honest with you, I'm kind of glad that, even if it was deleted manually, I'm kind of glad that I did this because I'm so sick of trolls. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, I do appreciate the Mexican guy, 727 caller, who talked to me in a chill manner. Even though he may be speaking Spanish, but I'm glad he's speaking American, and I clearly understand it, despite my phone just being of probably low quality, just because on my end, I can't necessarily understand what a person's been saying. But that's good, okay. Anyways, yeah, I'm glad that I misled the trolls. But for those of you still listening to this broadcast, and you even listen to this redo episode, I'm sorry that I believe the episode, okay? If it was me, okay? If it was me, I'm just saying. I don't know what happened, but I do know that I'm just pissed, alright? I'm angry. Had a lot of things going on out here. Not anything I would control right now. So, anyways, I do appreciate the loyal fans and even the regular listeners to the broadcast. I do appreciate your time and effort and your energy, your dedication to listen. So, I'm not joking around. I'm not trolling when I say that. This is like one of those important topics that I can't stress this enough. It's serious, and it deserves some serious attention. Because the First Ladies are not just another human being. I really appreciate that so much, all right? Of course, that the majority of the calls that I had in that deleted episode, which I can't really get right now, I doubt that BTR would even interfere in this matter. So, just gotta learn to deal with it. Take whatever information you can and hope for the best. But just be thankful there's no more trolls even on the call queue. So you can just happily enjoy listening without dealing with these ass clowns out there. And I'm sorry for cursing for those of you who have virgin ears, okay? Anyways. Yeah, no more butt stars. Oh, man, I did something that Ghost may have done at one point. He'll mislead the trolls. Oh, my gosh. If this backfires, then I really did this to myself, right? Anyways, I'm sorry this is a little bit inconvenient for you, but this is all I got for tonight. So stay tuned for more First Ladies broadcast, and hopefully things will go smoother by Baller Friday. So enjoy the rest of your night. I'm your host, the man they call James Green. Tune in tomorrow. And the broadcast will be saying Monday through Friday, 10:45 p.m. Central Standard Time. It may go on at a different time, or there may be delays in the broadcast because of different things, depending on circumstances that surround me. Okay? So all I ask from y'all is patience. Anyways, have a good night, and study hard, but not too hard. And I'll tune in and talk to you guys probably tomorrow. I'm out of here. Give me off, engineer. I'm all right, engineer. I just have to just deal with crap, all right? I have to deal with the sick, disgusting crap. Plus, deal with life as it is, all right? Anyways, I'll get back with y'all tomorrow, and I'm not quitting the broadcast. Don't think I will, all right? Because I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on y'all, just like y'all haven't given up on me. So that means I'm motivated to continue more, all right? And it's only been a month, probably, since I conducted this series of broadcasts. So stay tuned for more content. I'll tune in. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, all right? Good night. Good night.